Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Right, so I'm driving down here and these couple of sentences land. This is going to be a short ep, but it's something that I feel really important to share with you guys. So what popped into my head was like a couple of sentences, or one sentence really. Ask not what you want, but what you want to create. So there's a subtle difference between the two, right? So ask, like, what do you want? It's a question that we get asked, or maybe we don't get asked it enough, but from time to time we'll be asked it. Like if we're working with a coach, what do you want? And when I can rattle off things that I want, and I hear my clients rattle off things that they want, you know, I want a house overlooking the ocean. That'd be nice. I want more travel. I want, you know, like, and my clients say things like, you know, I want to have work that doesn't require me to go to an office every day. I want more flexibility so I can go traveling with my family. I want to go traveling with my family. I want a senior executive role with a company on the ASX 200, right? They're things that people want. But there's almost, and I'm not saying that my clients are like this or even that I'm like that, but there's almost this like Veruca Salt energy to I want, right? Like a 3 or 4 year old. I want. And it's almost it has this, it doesn't have any action attached to it. It's just a wanting, right? But then, if you switch it to, what do I want to create? It's a subtle shift, but it shifts a lot, right? Because instead of like, I want a house on the ocean, it becomes about what you want to create. And that has an action element to it, right? Because you can say, I want to paint. What do you want to create? A painting. So then you paint, right? And often I feel like those things that we want, they sit there. Maybe this is just me, I don't know. But like, it's like goal setting doesn't really light up my soul. It's like, but creating does. What can I create in this moment? What can I create? So then I'm taking action because I'm creating, not just wanting. You see what I mean? Like there's an action that goes with the creation versus the want. The want is just a desire. It's just something you want. And often we want it delivered to us without having to do the things we need to do in order to create it. And also it takes you off the hook a little bit, right? Because if I think about like the house on the ocean, what is it that I want to create? What I want to create is a beautiful space for my family. And then if I look at my life, I already have that. I want to create a welcoming home where people can drop in and it feels relaxed, and I can create all that stuff now. It doesn't require the actual thing, you know? So I guess it's like that idea of defining what you want, right? Like, so what does the thing represent to you? It's like defining your values, but defining the thing. What does it represent? And how can you create that that isn't dependent on a thing, right? Because it's just another destination. It's just another place we need to get to in order for us to have these feelings that we want. So what do you want to create? All right, well, she said it was going to be short today. That's pretty much it. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.